A crossover is...
Crossover dribble.
Sing for the crossover.
Kyrie Irving, crossover in the lane.
One of the most famous crossovers of all time.
Behind the back, an ankle breaker on Chris Paul.
Crossover.
Crossover.
Crossover. Double crossover.
The crossover continues to evolve.
All right, before we dive into our little daily fireside chat with Nick.
I like
hey,
that.
We got new music, Gary.
Gary's headphone free at this point, so Gary's not...
I don't
not
have any
known.
Muffs over here. quick reminder, tomorrow, 7 to 11, is our round table on a square table, all about Husker football, pretty good list of guests, some new voices, some old voices, and we just sit back and listen.
Yeah. What is the most pressing question that you guys want to dive into tomorrow? Is there a prevailing, like... thing, because I don't know if there necessarily
there's three or four for me. Number one, I can't wait till we get Lambert in the studio, because not that he's going to tell us how the sausage is made, but he definitely knows.
Sure,
he and does. He can tell us what it's supposed to taste like.
Right.
But I'm torn on or concerned on how easy we think it's going to be to just like say wait till guys get here.
Yeah.
And
I'm falling trap to that.
Then once they get here, they'll do blank.
Right.
Like Mo Washington, for Nebraska to be good, has to meet and exceed expectations. Wandell has to meet expectations.
Right.
The wide receiving core has to meet expectation levels. Like, all these variables have to hit.
Yeah. And that's why, did you catch that little nugget? And I'll podcast you guys talking to Sip today. I was running around. The little Sip, like, he just slid in his column the other day of, like, the ceiling's 9 wins, and I won't go higher than that.
Hey, you know what he said today? But he kind of he cleaned it up, because we were just kind of talking about the center position. He basically was saying, in order for Nebraska to get to 8 or 9 wins, Cam Jurgens has to be good. And I was like, whoa, wait a minute. Like,
yeah,
you mean Cam Jurgens has to be? He's like, well, no, but what I really mean is the center position has to be good. And can't throw Cam Jurgens or whomever else into that discussion.
It just there's a lot more there than you want to think there is.
And how weird is it that we're not talking about defense?
Yeah, there's almost slowly. That's why I kind of wanted to bring up Chenander yesterday. Like, it almost, I don't know if it's confidence or just omission.
We could have just resigned ourselves to the fact that they're not going to be world beaters,
right?
Well, or it's year number 2. There's a lot of familiar faces back. It's all about health for some guys. I think familiarity is going to win them a couple of football games. But I'll tell you what, all of this discussion, whether it be defense or offense, it shows you how much faith they have in number 2.
Yeah.
He is going to clean up a lot of things.
That's what you think.
Unknown.
You think to yourself, like, if things can just be okay in this variable, that variable, that variable, with number 2 there, it'll all work out.
Because when was the last time in the middle of April... That's one question you had, you didn't even think about, was Nebraska's quarterback.
I think it's in conjunction with number 2, Scott Frost. And then who's the guy that you think Nebraska fans have the next most confidence in as a coach? I think 1 and 2 are both on offense.
Yeah.
Held
yep.
and Austin
right.
or Austin yep. and Held, right?
Right? So they just kind of, the benefit of the doubt is given in those spots. But the other thing, too, I throw caution to is like this idea that like Maurice Washington just, like, let's say everything works out. Like, the idea that Maurice Washington just misses all this time, and that's just, like, fine.
Dude,
like, I
was talking about it with you yesterday on Twitter with the running back spot and the position in general. Coach Walter said something I'd like to go back and visit at some point and probably do it tomorrow. He said if we huddled up and we took our time and you could put your arm on guys' shoulders and look them in their eyes in the huddle, we could evaluate development differently. He said, but in our offense, the way we play,
they're moving,
it's
man.
Reaching it, your threshold, repeating it,
right.
And being able to process on the fly. He
right.
said, for some, that's a development killer, but we're not willing to compromise.
That is
but
interesting.
You know, one guy, another guy, we put faith in number 2. Wandale Robinson is the real deal.
That's what I've been told.
I'll go ahead and say he's legit. He's legit.
All I know, I tried to paint a picture yesterday of, like, just imagine in the office, Scott Frost saying, hey, guys, real quick, can you guys come in here? So Wandale's in-home is next Tuesday. All y'all are coming. You know what I mean? Like, that is telling that, like, how good they all thought he was.
You see his dad? A dude comes from some stock. Homeboy looks like he could play too.
Okay, well, that's good. That's good. That is good. Okay, so 7-Eleven tomorrow. That should be fantastic.
Yeah, boys. Stop on
go,
down.
Go take a nap. Go get rejuvenated for tomorrow. You don't sleep. That's well, for him for
but
Gary.
But I'm going to take some questions too, man.
Okay, slip your boy. I'll hit you. I'll hit you.
Yeah,
right?
Thank
I'll
be, you.
I'll put the thinking cap on.
All to
right?
the good.
All right, perfect.
This is Game Time with Nick Baugh.
It's 11 o'clock. Do you know where your children are?
I told you last night, no!
On 1620 The Zone, Zone app, and 1620thezone.com.
They say, what's your show about? I say nothing. There you go.
Live from the Next Gen Male Medical Clinic Zone Studios. Here's Nick Baugh.
Thursday, Game Time, 1620 The Zone, live from the Next Gen Male Medical Clinic Zone Studios. Nick Baugh with you every day, Monday through Friday. Appreciate you guys tuning in, humoring me with all the different thoughts I have on Huskers, NBA, NFL. I mean, there's a lot of different things going on. George, I'm sure you're a little disappointed with how last night played out. They teased you.
They teased me, and I think game three is the first game we put everything together, and Victor Oladipo will be on the bench.
Yeah.
I think that's going to bring some. The crowd's going to bring some. Finally, the Pacers are going to put together a full 48 minutes.
So I'm going to get to some Husker football here in a little bit, but along those lines, I thought last night, In that Pacers-Celtics game was a prime example of what you need in the playoffs. The Celtics were toast. They were toast. What was it? Was it a 14-point lead? Did it get to 12 for Indiana at one point? Like, late in the game.
Late in the game, it was about 12.
It was about a 12-point lead. The Pacers were going to win. And what happened? The best player on the floor just said, nope. I'm going to go take care of business. I mean, Kyrie Irving won the game last night for Boston. He had 37 points and just went off.
And would not miss.
I mean, we've all seen what good Kyrie is as good as anybody in the league in terms of putting the ball in the basket. When that guy's feeling it, forget about it.
Watch out.
I mean, it's like Steph, Kyrie, KD.
I'd throw Clay in there.
You'd throw Clay in there. When Clay's feeling it, you think about that game six in the 2016 Western Conference Finals when he just went crazy. I mean, but Kyrie, man, unbelievable. And that's what you need in the playoffs. Like, that's what I look for in a team in the playoffs. And, you know, that's why some people go, hey, man, what about Denver? I'm like, eh. I just don't think they have that guy. And listen, I know Jamal Murray went off at the end of game two a little bit, but, like, in the grand scheme, I mean, Jamal Murray isn't Kyrie, Damian Lillard's step. Like, he's not that. You got to have a ball handler, shot creator that can go get his in the playoffs if you really want to make a run. Because you watch these games for all the stuff that happens, and like, ultimately it comes down to, can someone mano-a-mano go shake, bake, create, and knock down a shot? And for a lot of people, like last night was a prime example of why I can't quit Boston. I wish I knew how to quit you. I can't give up on them making the finals because ultimately they got enough of the other stuff. You know, Horford's a glue guy, way underrated. They got some of the Swiss Army knife defenders. They got the athletes. And then they got the guy that can just flat out go get his. And, I mean, Boston was toast last night. They were toast. It was like, this thing's going, it's going to be 1-1 going back to Indiana. And, oh, boy. And then it was just like, nope, nope, nope.
But then we also saw, again, the inability for the Pacers to put the ball in the basket. I think they went on a stretch for going 0-8.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, can we get something easy?
I mean, but that's where Victor, that's where you need Oladipo. You know what I mean? That's like you saw at the end of that game, one team had the guy, And the other guy, the other team just didn't really have the guy. You know,
I think I saw the stats. We went 0 for 8 from 2 and 4 for 7 from in the fourth quarter from 3.
See, I mean,
like our only points were from 3.
I mean, it's just how it goes, you know? It's just how it goes. You know, then you had other games last night. It was just kind of TCB nights, taking care of business for both Houston and Milwaukee. You know what I mean? Like, the one thing, the Rockets have crushed the Jazz the first two games. Like, crushed them. To the point where you go, is Houston maybe playing better than anybody right now? I mean, manhandle them. And then Milwaukee, I thought Milwaukee might be a little tight against Detroit in the first round, and that certainly hasn't happened. But in my defense, and maybe this was a bad assumption, I thought Blake Griffin was going to be able to get onto the floor, and he hasn't. And obviously, there's a non-negotiable level of talent that has to be there. That the Detroit just doesn't have it without Blake. They just don't. They don't have it without Blake. So it was an interesting night in the NBA, and it was just. It was an example of what you need in the playoffs and it was an example of why I just can't totally give up on the Celtics making it out of the East and going to the finals. I just can't totally give up on them, man. I just can't do it. We got tons of good stuff today. I'm excited to talk to Brian Munson, get his take on what he saw with the spring game officially in the books and on the recruiting front as well as Nebraska got a big offensive lineman commit over the last after the spring game. So certainly lots to talk about with Mr. Munson. And then Kevin Kugler is going to stop by as well. We'll talk a little Masters with him, maybe a little football with him. Might look back real quick at the college basketball national championship game because he was obviously calling it for Westwood One. And then I assume, do we have Danny today? And we talked to Danny on Monday, so I assumed we were kind of like good on Danny. But if Danny wants to go, I'm all for having Danny on the show.
It looks like Danny's ready to go.
Then I'm all for it. Because last night there was a releasing of the NFL schedule that I'm excited to kind of bounce some things off of Danny. And then there's tons of room for you. You can email the 1620 The Zone inbox brought to you by Equitable Bank. We take banking personally, equitableonline.com, or, which is... Nick at 1620thezone.com, or hit me on Twitter at Nick Baugh, 402-951-1620. All right. Bunch of stuff I want to tackle today. We'll get into who are some of the most important coaches on the roster for Nebraska football this year. Then I also want to get into what are the most pressing issues around sports. Some interesting things to tackle there. Game time.